In this world, there are two kinds of wealth. The first is ordinary wealth, just regular worldly wealth. The second is noble wealth. Ordinary wealth is the common type of wealth, which can be divided into two kinds. The wealth we are familiar with, money, gold, material possessions of all kind, which are the things that bring us delight. The materialistic wealth that we're able to acquire when we have the means. So there are two types, the kind that has consciousness, such as having a husband, a wife, children, grandchildren, elephants, horses, cows, buffaloes, chickens, pigs, things of this sort. Or the kind without consciousness, which may include worldly possessions, money and gold, jewelry. Wealth today may be expanded to include various kinds of stocks, which are also wealth. They are assets all the same. Wealth can also be divided into property that we can move, or property such as land, fields, orchards, which are immovable assets. But when we look at this external wealth, some people have much, and some have little, according to their wisdom, their abilities, and the merit and fortune they have, obtained through honesty and integrity. Some people also obtain a great deal, but the wealth is not pure. It is obtained through dishonesty. There are many such cases as well. This cannot be compared with the wealth of those who acquire it righteously. But then all these possessions are not something that will remain with us forever. They can change. Why? Because now in this world, there are many natural disasters, aren't there? This happens because the world is almost at the red line already, and the global climate keeps changing. If the heat of this world increases by just 1 degree, the world will change tremendously. Why? Because when the heat becomes great, and as Earth contains 3 parts water, then the seawater begins to boil and turns into vapor, rising up as steam, and storms will form. Eventually it will fall back down, causing severe storms, heavy rainfall, what we call rain bombs and such, which are abnormal, and it will become harder and harder for us to withstand natural disasters like these. If the global temperature increases by 2 degrees or 3 degrees, it will become even more severe. Many disasters will arise, various kinds of disasters. Flood-related ones are called deluges, as we have seen and experienced before. Or sometimes it becomes extremely hot, right? Very hot. El Niño. So hot that fires occur, destroying lives and property. When events like this occur, people become troubled and go through hardships, and robberies and thefts increase again. Or sometimes when a government is poorly managed, damage to wealth and belongings can also occur, just as we commonly see in this world. Therefore we live on the earth, but beneath the earth it is hot. If an earthquake occurs, the things that have been built, things that seem solid and permanent, will collapse again. This is what is called danger. Danger that can arise to all kinds of wealth. But what about noble wealth? If it is noble wealth, this precious wealth can remain far away from all enemies, because the things that harm our minds and cause it to suffer are the mental defilements. But the wealth we possess inside can help us fight against these defilements. Or from the noble wealth that arises from faith. This faith is based on reason, confidence in the principles we uphold in doing good. It is not faith that believes without reason or that is ignorant. Faith does exist, but it must also have wisdom. This is important. It must be accompanied by wisdom. If it's faith that's not accompanied by wisdom, it can lead to wrong views. Therefore, belief is very important. We should not simply believe anything, especially nowadays, where the forecasts may sometimes be accurate or inaccurate, but we still must listen, and we must not be careless. Sometimes we hear news that the rain will not be heavy, that there will not be flooding, but flooding can still happen. If we believe everything and do not protect against it, it can be dangerous externally. But especially when it comes to faith, on the inside, in our hearts, it is even more important. We must have faith that is accompanied by wisdom. And now that we are born together in this same world, we have undertaken to keep sila, morality, to keep our body and speech proper, to behave correctly and virtuously. This is the five precepts. We keep this in ordinary times and in times of various disasters when others may have no means to protect their belongings. But we protect our own mind through sila, morality. We do not steal, rob, threaten, harm, or take advantage of others. Moreover, with what we have, we still practice generosity, which brings us to the noble wealth called dana, giving, chaga, self-sacrifice, kindness, and sharing. When we practice chaga, extending kindness and generosity, what we gain is virtue and goodness in the heart. This is the opposite of stealing, which means we uphold morality. And when we practice chaga, giving, frequently, morality arises in our minds. Why? Because it is the virtue that makes us feel a moral shame, a fear of wrongdoing. Our heart has a conscience. When people are suffering or in hardship, or when others' property has been obtained through great difficulty, we do not take what belongs to others and make it our own. We fear wrongdoing, because if we did such a thing, it would be unwholesome, bad karma. By reflecting on the five precepts, we develop hiri otapa, moral shame and moral fear, and we're able to keep the five precepts well. From learning to hearing, listening to Dhamma, to studying the Dhamma, we become someone who listens, who possesses bahusaccha, much wide learning, and we listen to what is good and beneficial, and we have the wisdom to discern what is wholesome and unwholesome. So these are called the seven kinds of noble wealth, the precious noble treasures, the Dhammas that are of great assistance, forces that support and encourage the cultivation of various virtues, bringing about great benefit to oneself and to others in abundant measure. Just like a person with external wealth who can spend and use their resources to support others, causing people to be happy, so too is it with noble wealth. Having this inner wealth is the same. It will enable our minds to develop towards knowing the Dhamma and seeing the Dhamma. Therefore, external wealth is important, but inner wealth is even more important, because there is nothing that can destroy it or take it away. Thus, we must seek inner wealth even more. When we have enough external wealth to support our life, it is inner wealth that makes our mind bright and happy. It becomes a good foundation for acquiring external wealth as well, and it will also protect the external wealth we have gained in the present. They say that when we already have wealth, when we have obtained it, we must have the wisdom to protect it. Isn't that so? We must have inner wealth. wisdom in order to protect the external wealth. Like the floods in the southern region of Thailand, there was one house that did not get flooded. It's worth studying as well. They bought plastic sheets to block the doors, weighed them down with metal and bricks to keep water out. For the drainage pipes, they also stuffed plastic pieces into the pipes and weighed them down with bricks so that water could not enter. They were able to protect their house because they were not careless. Even though they heard news that the water would not flood, they did not become negligent. They quickly bought a water pump, and thus they survived safely. This shows that, first, it is a matter of merit. Second, and most importantly, is mindfulness, which is called the wisdom that thinks ahead to solve problems. And this was probably the only house that survived. This is how wisdom protects wealth. Now, let us look at something we may have heard, read, or known before. In the Buddha's time, there were soldiers who had fought in wars, or soldiers who had killed. They were sleeping by the riverside, and a great storm arose. The river overflowed and swept the entire troop of soldiers into the river, because they were exhausted from traveling, and they died. We may wonder, how could such a thing happen? How could water flood so severely that it carried away all the soldiers? This shows that the flood was extremely severe. A storm, a typhoon, a cyclone, or extremely heavy rainfall for 7 days and nights. Or even within a single night, if the rainfall is extremely heavy, thousands of millimeters, according to the units used today, it can sweep things away. When the water surges, there is no time at all, just like a flash flood. If we are right by the stream, it simply sweeps everything away. As we see today as well, right? Rain may fall for 3 days and nights, 7 days and nights. If we are not prepared, it comes quickly. Not little by little like what we used to see, but rising by the meter at a time. If we are not prepared beforehand, we won't make it. We certainly won't make it in time. This is what is called a natural disaster. Today it is severe. And yet humans still harm each other, not realizing that the real enemy is what humans themselves have created, developed from so-called progress, which has caused this world to become hotter and natural disasters to increase. But nevertheless, since we cannot avoid encountering natural disasters, we must cultivate even more the virtues of loving kindness and compassion towards one another, helping each other. As we have seen, when various disasters arise, human beings who possess hearts of kindness and compassion help each other. They sacrifice for one another, assist those who are in suffering and in hardship. This is a matter of merit, of wholesome deeds. It is chaga, the virtue of self-sacrifice. They sacrifice greatly, their physical strength, their words, their mindfulness and wisdom, their material resources, to help alleviate the suffering of others in hardship. And if the management systems or government is good, they may be able to handle the situation without relying on the citizens. But in any case, when the people have goodwill, they help one another, everyone lending a hand, and this reduces the suffering of those who are struggling. Why? Because of encouragement. Moral support. This is important. When there is encouragement, we are able to stand firm. The wealth that is lost can be replaced again, because this is external wealth. And it is natural that external things are subject to loss. This is normal. but it is still something to sympathize with, so we must help each other, each one a little, according to one's mindfulness, ability, and strength. As for inner wealth, this noble wealth is our refuge, both in this world and in the next, even up to Nibbana. This is important, so we must strive to accumulate it. Because there will be wind disasters, fire disasters, robberies, floods, fires, earthquakes. Yet the inner wealth we have cultivated cannot be destroyed by anything. This is why it is called noble wealth, wealth that is far removed from danger. May all of you flourish in virtue, possessing external wealth and protecting it from loss, and possessing inner wealth that arises in this very life, until our spiritual accumulations give rise to mindfulness, wisdom, and samadhi concentration, so that we can understand arising, persisting, and ceasing. And by not being careless, we will come to know the Dhamma, and the suffering in our hearts will lessen. May you grow in blessings.